Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Wednesday, June 15th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Renewed anti-Christian violence is reported in Sri Lanka. An Eritrean believer says persecution's on the increase there, and missionaries help build a better future for Uganda's orphans. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Sri Lanka tops our news today. There are reports of renewed anti-Christian violence connected to two harsh religion bills in Parliament. Glenn Penner with Voice of the Martyrs Canada says it's an obvious attempt to stamp out evangelism.
In the last month, we have seen an escalation of violence against Christians in Sri Lanka. Buddhist monks in particular leading mobs, burning down church buildings, threatening Christians to say, listen, you have to leave. We do not want you in this village. If you don't stop telling people about Jesus, we're going to drive you out of here for good.
A vote on one bill may be coming this month. Penner says while they're deeply concerned at the latest developments, they won't be intimidated.
Voice of the Martyrs works very closely with the National Christian Evangelical Alliance of Sri Lanka. We're also helping to train church leaders in that area to be courageous witnesses for Jesus in this country. We just encourage Christians to continue to uphold these brothers and sisters in prayer. They're wanting to take the gospel throughout their country, and they're prepared to do it despite all of this violence.
Meanwhile, as the gospel is effectively spreading around the world, it's not coming without a price. The price is being felt in Eritrea, and it's getting worse. Moses is an Eritrean believer. He works with Strategic World Impact. He tells us what's happening in his country.
9 denominations have been closed by the government, and right after closure, the churches went underground. And the government came after them, and presently we have 1,125 born-again Christians in prison.
Despite this, Moses says the church isn't dead.
The church is a militant church now in Eritrea, and church do conduct secret seminars, and though the church has been closed, but new souls has been coming to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Strategic World Impact needs your help to support those imprisoned for their faith. The money provides for their financial support and legal defense. Go to our website for details. You're listening to Mission Network News. Uganda's forgotten war continues, with rebels kidnapping hundreds of children and pressing them into service. The mix of war and cult-like spiritualism has proven deadliest for the unprotected. Global Aid Network's Rick Reagan.
Because of the religious spiritualism that goes on there, the children are in great danger because they're taken for ritualistic sacrifice. They're discarded in trash refuges.
Reagan says their partners are building Children's Town. The first 100-bed dormitory was just completed. Gain USA will help make the city safe by building a protective wall. They'll also help expand the facilities as the town is built in order to reach out to additional children. Reagan believes they can bring change to the country one child at a time.
The children, as they are reared in the orphanage, they are taught Christian values, they're taught the Word of God. They're also then introduced into the church, they're taken to church, they're starting through that whole process of what is a Christian life all about.
If you'd like to help, go to our website. Next, after civil war, communism, and years of Portuguese colonization, the first modern-day public Christian event took place in Angola. Nearly 47,000 people attended the historic Festival of Hope with Franklin Graham last weekend. More than 13,000 adults and children made professions of faith during the three-day event. As part of Graham's trip, his Samaritan's Purse Ministry also dedicated a state-of-the-art medical facility. And Far East Broadcasting Company is continuing its commitment to broadcast and create programs to reach young people with the gospel. FEBC is seeing great successes in Russia, Philippines, Indonesia, Korea, and Mongolia. While the programming is focused on kids, moms and dads and even prison inmates are hearing the saving message of the gospel and are committing their lives to Christ. Pray that as young and old respond to Christ's call, that they'll be faithful to Him and willing to share their faith with others. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news that can help motivate people for missions in your church. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.